And the other challenge, and this would face any organisation, whether it's government or NGO, whatever, is around knowledge and attitudinal behavioural change. You can impart knowledge to people. That's relatively easy if you've got money, you can have big advertising campaigns, etc. But then actually taking that knowledge and changing it into people's attitudes, so their attitude is different about race or discrimination or, you know, leprosy or anything like that, is actually, you know, destigmatizing and getting people to think more intelligently about how epidemics affect them. But then the real tough challenge is behavioral change. And you see this consistently. People know, for example, that it makes sense to wear a safety belt at night. It makes sense not to drink and drive. And yet you go out on the streets of New Delhi and you see people completely drunk, careering across the road, and with no safety belts. That will kill them ultimately. So it's actually getting people to be responsible for their actions and translating knowledge into behaviour and practice. And that, you know, all agencies, no matter whether I'm a marketing company for chocolates, that's going to be a challenge for people.
How can we transfer this kind of knowledge? How can we change just information into something which people can actually comprehend and...
Well, if I had the answer, I'd probably be a hugely successful filmmaker. There's no magic formula to this, but the formula is a very crude, and I'm being extremely crude here, is that knowledge lasts roughly as long as a campaign. So if I run an advertising campaign for a washing machine, people remember it. If I run it for 6 months, they will remember it for 6 months. And the same would be if I run a campaign around HIV/AIDS prevention or alcoholism or malaria or whatever public health campaign I want to run. So the trick is to run it for longer and more, and it's also about the number of slots, so your PSAs, your public broadcasting messages that you can have. How many times people visually receive a message will also dictate how much they retain that information and knowledge. The challenge then for governments and for agencies